Howdy doody. Welcome once again to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron with you for the next little while here on Community Radio 2MCE with a folk music program just for you. Come All Ye has been broadcasting on 2MCE since 1976. And sometimes I even change the playlist. But sometimes, certainly around, you know, significant days like Australia Day, you tend to hear the same sort of music. Here's the Bushwhackers.
Good as yours to keep. At the black and poor and homeless,
lively Muñeira from the wonderful Asturian band Yanda Cubel. That's the Muñeira de Biath from an album called Deva. Deva. And opening the program, those very disrespectful to the mother country chappies in the Bushwhackers band when Britannia ruled the waves. You're listening to Come All Ye. G'day. That's Kate Campbell with one of her fine songs, Greensboro, from an album called The KOA Tapes, Kate on America. So an album full of songs all about America. Not all by her. She even does a cover of Me and Bobby McGee on there. It's a nice album, but that one, Greensboro. Another American track now. This is from another interesting album called Songs from the Mountain. It was put out by Dirk Powell, Tim O'Brien and John Herman, music associated with the movie Cold Mountain, but not all songs. ¶¶
through this world below. There is no sickness, toil, or danger in that fair land to which I go. No dark clouds will hover o'er me. I know my pathway's rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where weary eyes no more will weep. I'm going shall rest beneath the sword. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter in that home with God. I'm going home to see my Savior.
High lonesome voice of Tim O'Brien. Lonesome he was because he was playing fiddle there as well. There was nobody else playing on that track, just him singing and playing at the same time. What a clever clogs he is, being able to do that. Wayfaring Stranger, and before that, Backstep Cindy, both from the Songs from the Mountain album. Next on Come All Ye, a track from wonderful Irish singer Maureen Nicali. The Small Hours is the name of the album, and here's a song that she learned at school. In fact, she says lots of kids learned it in school, particularly in County Kerry. Although it references a one-horned cow and also a sheep, it's said locally that the song is actually about the making of potsheen, and the one-horned cow is a metaphor for the still. Oh, wow.
Aspatabak, a vira glide ball,
Yes, one of those double meaning type songs from Maureen Nicoli. Okay, time to introduce you to the featured album on the program. This is called Tunes from the External Hard Drive. Not a new album, but one that hasn't yet, to this point, been the featured album. It's from a Melbourne group called Tolka, T-O-L-K-A, which incidentally is one of the name of one of the three rivers that flow around Dublin. Gives you an idea of what sort of music these people play. Tolka emerged out of the lively traditional music scene of Melbourne and encapsulates a sense of what it means to be playing traditional music in a contemporary context. They've won lots of things. I don't even know, to be honest, whether they still play a whole lot as a band. I think they do, but haven't heard much of their recording since then. This album includes some Scottish material, some original material, and a lot of music of the sort of 100-mile-an-hour Scottish bands that, I must confess, kind of irritated me a few years ago when I found that, I suppose, I couldn't keep up in sessions, to be perfectly frank. They were playing too fast for me. See what you think. This is Tolka, featured album, Tunes from the External Hard Drive, Drummond Castle. No, that's not going to play. Oh, yes, it is. Thank you. you go. That's from the featured album on the program today. Two tunes, Drummond Castle and the Knock and Go. Knock and Go. From Tolka. Their debut album, that was. Well, that is. Tunes from the external hard drive. They recorded a second one of completely original material a couple of years later, 2015, during a four-month residency in Belfast in Northern Ireland. Well worth a listen as well. So, more from Tolka in a little while. Ah, Tony Cuff joining the program. This is a Robert Burns poem put to music. Robert Burns' birthday, 25th of January, of course.
My wife a stain, oh, lint as good as earth dead and grow, and all that she has made, oh, that is a poor pund o' tow. The weary pund, the weary pund, the weary pund o' tow. I think my wife will end her life before she's been her tow. There sat a bottle in a bowl, a yonty angle low, and I she took another soup to drink the sturdy tow. Da weary pun, da weary pun, da weary pun do tow. I think my wife will end her life before she spin her tow. Cries I for shame, you dirty dean, you spin your tap o' tow. She took the rock and we a knock, crack it over my pow. Da weary pun, da weary pun, da weary pun do tow. I think my wife will end her life before she spin her tow. Her feet I sang to sweet, keep skipping our yon now. And ere I wad another chat, I'll wallop in the tow. The weary pun, the weary pun, the weary pun do tow. I think my wife will end her life before she spin her tow. So come on, you jolly bachelor, what's the train with Mary to be? I pray you be advised, take this note from me. A single life is brief as life is sorrow, grief and woe. Besides a wife will end your life, the weary pund o' tow. The weary pund, the weary pund, the weary pund o' tow. Besides a wife will end your life, the weary pund o' tow. The weary pund, the weary pund, the weary pund o' tow. Besides a wife will end your life, the weary pund o' tow.
Weary Panda Tau from Tony Cuff, a song by Robert Burns, a poem in which he satirises a farmer's expectations of his new wife. He thinks he's getting a servant, but she has other ideas. And when he orders her to get on with her spinning, she breaks the distaff over his head and leaves him to his fate. The spinning of flax or hemp seems to have been an important cottage industry in Scotland back then, and it provided a much-needed supplement to a poor family's income. So the tow, which was the spun flax or hemp, would be taken away to be made into rope, hence the reference to the hangman's rope in the fourth verse. Yeah. Tony Cuff, an album called When First I Went to Caledonia. Another Scottish track. Now, this is Siobhan Miller from an album called Shadows Tall. Gina Leslie and Siobhan Miller put the album together, but we'll hear the voice of Siobhan Miller on this one.
My love has left не смеешь того.
Leading the charge on that song, the very talented Siobhan Miller, talented vocally. She's a very strong voice, and it's a more mature voice now than when that album was recorded in 2010. With Gina Leslie, who plays fiddle, octave fiddle, harmonium and piano, as well as singing, as we heard there. Very good. And a few other people helping out as well. And before that, The Weary Pundito from Tony Cuff, words by Robert Burns. Another track from the featured album coming up now. We'll hear a set of three tunes, Michael Dwyer's, which is a traditional tune, and The Ranger Princess, and The Fasigale in the Freezer. I do have to tell you about the second two. The Ranger Princess is a fiddle tune written by Hilary Glaisher, who plays fiddle in this band, in honour of Alan, who plays flute in the band, and his tendency to complain about the difficulty of learning fiddle tunes on flute. The Brush-Tailed Fasigale, because the last tune is The Fasigale in the Freezer, which was composed by Alan Evans, The Brush-Tailed Fasigale is a beautiful rat-sized marsupial. threatened by habitat destruction and predation by foxes and feral cats. Males of the species die before reaching 1 year of age, usually due to stress-related diseases brought on by the frantic mating season. Now, that's not uncommon. There are a few other species that suffer that fate. No, not humans. Don't be smart. Fasigail can be found in Taradale, Victoria, where Alan grew up. And the name of the tune, Fasigail in the Freezer, recalls a true event. Irk.
They dragged her down dead from Tobermory. Too cheap to spare her one last head of steam. Deep in diesel fume embrace, dust and soot on the face of one who was so clean. They brought me here to watch her in the boneyard, just two old wrecks to spend the night alone. It's dark inside this evil place, clouds on the moon hide her disgrace. This whiskey hides my own. It's the last watch on the Midland, the last watch alone, one last night to love her, the last night. My guess is that we were young together. Like hers, my strength was young and hard as steel. And like her too, I knew my ground. I scarcely felt the years go round and answer to the wheel. But then they quenched the fire beneath the boilers, gave me a watch and showed me out the door. At 64, you're still the best. 1 year more and then you're less than dust upon the floor. So here's to useless superannuation, and us old relics of the days of steam. In the morning, Lord, I would prefer when men with torches come for her, let angels come for me.
Unmistakable voice there of the late Stan Rogers. Well, he wasn't the late Stan Rogers when he sang that. That's the last waltz. Last watch from the fine album From Fresh Water. Can you waltz? Don't say who's asking. I wasn't asking you to dance. I'm just saying if you think a waltz is a very romantic dance, and of course most people think it is. Richard Thompson puts a different spin on it in the song Waltzing's for Dreamers. The chorus is one step for aching, two steps for breaking, waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. One step for sighing and two steps for crying, waltzing's for dreamers and losers in love. This is Emily Smith doing a little job on Richard Thompson's song Waltzing's for Dreamers.
I'm sad as a proud man can be sad tonight. Just let me dream on, oh, just let me swing while the sweet violins and the saxophones play.
Doesn't sound a very jolly pastime, does it, waltzing? That's Emily Smith playing piano and singing from an album called Traveller's Joy. I've mentioned the names of a few of the members, or two, three of the members of Tolka, who've provided the featured album today. I'll go through the full band lineup. Playing tenor banjo is Cameron Hibbs. Flute, whistles and vocals, Alan Evans. Guitar and vocals from Robert Hillman, and fiddle and vocals from Hilary Glacier. The next track we'll hear involves Cameron Hibbs. Now, you may or may not know that Cameron is a Scottish name. What Cameron Hibbs didn't know until someone told him, one of the other players at a session actually, told him that his name translates as crooked nose from the Gaelic Camshron. He wasn't sure how he felt about the translation, but he thought it'd make a good tune name. So we're going to hear a couple of traditional tunes, Bedouin and Wellington's Advance, and The Crooked Nose, composed by Cameron Hibbs. Thank you. some nice stuff there from the featured album by Tolka, a band from Melbourne. We heard Byard Owen, Wellington's Advance, both traditional tunes, and The Crooked Nose, composed by the tenor banjo player Cameron Hibbs. Yes, more from them in a little while. As I said earlier, I think, in the program, Robert Burns was born on the 25th of January, 1762, I think, 1762. Scotland's national poet. Lots of his poems have been put to music, and he put poems to music and wrote stuff. Clever chap he was. Eddie Reader is going to sing my favourite Robert Burns poem. It's my program. I get to choose. This is my favourite. I won't say it's his best, but I think it's just a cracker. Air Fond Kiss.
treasure. Peace and joy, my love and pleasure. A fond guess I've been severed. If e'er we are lost forever.
Is a love song. Straight to the pool room with that one. That's a beauty. Eddie Reader and Robert Burns's A Fond Kiss. Another singer from Scotland next, but the song is considerably different from that one. Alistair Hewlett lived in this country for quite a few years, but had returned to his native Scotland prior to his death on the 28th of January, 2010. Seems not that long ago, but it is. The song we're going to hear is one that he recorded with the punk band Roaring Jack in Australia, but the version we're going to hear is one he recorded towards the end of his life with a group in Scotland called the Malkies. M-A-L-K-I-E-S, rhyming slang. Malkies. Strange rhyming slang for Scotland, because it's Malkies as in Malcolm's, Malcolm Fraser's razors. Alistair liked that. The song we're going to hear is The Day the Boys Came Down, or The Days That the Boys Came Down. He wrote it in the 1980s, and he said that although he wrote it as a piece of fiction, it eerily and tragically came true about a year after he first recorded it. It concerns a death in police custody, and the events bear a remarkable similarity to those described here, happened in the predominantly Aboriginal community of Redfern in Sydney in 1989. Alistair writes, members of the Special Weapons and Operations Section shot and killed an Aboriginal man named David Gundy in his home in the early hours of a morning in April, and they were supposedly seeking to nab some other person altogether. Mr. Gundy's only crime, in inverted commas, was a shared Aboriginality with the wanted man. The individual they were looking for had indeed killed a prison guard during an escape from Long Bay Jail, but his relationship to David Gundy was merely one of passing acquaintance, which the police, Alistair reckons, should have known.
They came down the back street, the ticks and the flat feet, with dogs that had noticed his things back at Long Bay. They had a warrant, he was abhorrent. The day that the boys came down to blow him away, the neighbors were snoring or too busy scoring. Time for the boys in blue to show crime doesn't pay. They know what they're there for, what they get their four square for. The day that the boys came down to blow him away, and he was no fool, one of the old school. He just broke the golden rule, topping a wall was right out of order. The day that the boys came down to blow him away. He gets up and pisses. He knows that something's up, he twigs right away. Just a flash of a torch out there on the back porch. The day that the boys came down to blow him away, he would never take chances from the woman he fancies. So he writes a note to say every dog has its day. Then he walks down the back stairs with his hands in the air. The day that the boys came down to blow him away, and he was no fool, one of the old school. He just broke the golden rule, and the first bullet slit him, for he knew what had hit him. The day that the boys came down to blow him away, that the boys came down to blow him away, the day that the boys came down to blow him away.
Constant lover, but now the east to the west it ranges, but yours is like unto the moon. It's every month it changes. Scornful one to wake me, I'll go straightway unto my grave, just as fast as time can take me. Adieu, false heart, now we must part. May the joys of the world go with you.
That's the title track from an album by Anne Savoy and Linda Ronstadt, who were performing as the Zozo Sisters. I mean, I don't know why they're called that. I know why they performed together, because they sounded pretty good. That was a song by Arthur Smith. Anne Savoy took the lead, A Dear False Heart. On that album, we have Dirk Powell playing fretless banjo, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, and Byron House on upright bass, David Schnaufer, Beau Dulcimer, and Sam Broussard on acoustic guitar. Pretty good stuff. Nice old album, that one, A Dear False Heart. I think I'll play two tracks from the featured album now. I haven't featured, or haven't played a song. There's a couple of songs on the album, and this is an interesting one. It's called Mendips. Mendips. If you've travelled around Western England and that area, you might know the Mendip Hills. The song was written by Robert Hillman and his father. Robert Hillman is the guitarist in this band. He wrote it during a period when he was researching his family history. And the song is about Rob's great-great-great-grandfather who came over to Australia from Banwell, Somerset, in the late 1840s to start a new life with his wife Anne and his son George. We'll hear that song. Then we'll hear what possibly gave them the band name, the Tolka Polka, which was composed by Donald Lunny, and a tune for Trevor, which was composed by Cameron Hibbs. The Tolka Polka, they actually learned from YouTube and liked it, so learned it from YouTube. And as I told you earlier, the significance of the word Tolka, T-O-L-K-A, it's one of the three rivers in Dublin. Everybody knows the Liffey, I suppose, but how many people know the Tolka and the Dodder, D-O-D-D-E-R? They're the other two, apparently. I didn't know that. Tune for Trevor, written by the banjo player, Cameron Hibbs. He wrote for Trevor Voke when he turned 60, and Trevor Voke, a great friend and supporter of the band. So when he turned 60, this tune turned up. The tune totaled 60 bars, three parts, each 20 bars long. Now they're a bit worried that perhaps every year Trevor Voke ages, they should add a new bar to the tune. I don't think they will. Mendips, and then the Tolka Polka.
Thomas came from the West Country and married his Anne when they were 20. Soon the family grew by one with the birth of their first son. Life in Somerset was hard at that time, and there was a little work for a man of his kind. You talk of a free passage to a distant land where work was easier to find. He said goodbye to the mendips and sailed to a foreign land in search for a better future for his son and sweetheart Anne. He said goodbye to the mendips and sailed to a foreign land in search for a better future for his son and sweetheart Anne. Plymouth on the Lady Peel spent 99 days on the high sea. It was February 1848 when they first saw their new country. He worked for some time in Melbourne to pay for his passage at sea. He ventured north to the Gold Country with his wife and family. He said goodbye to the Mendips and sailed to a foreign land in search for a better future for his son and sweetheart Anne. He said goodbye to the Mendips and sailed to a foreign land in search for a better future for his son and sweetheart Anne. Child on the way. It was time to settle down. He selected land at Middle Creek where he stayed and called it his home. He said goodbye to the Mendips and sailed to a foreign land in search for a better future for his son and sweetheart Anne. He said goodbye to the Mendips and sailed to a foreign land. Search for a better future for his son and sweetheart Anne.
Two tracks from the featured album that time. First, a song co-written by the guitarist and singer, Robert Hillman, and his father, Tony. And I didn't tell you that there was a bit of a tune in there as well, Fox on the Town. Then the instrumental, the Tolka Polka, composed by Donald Lunny, and Tune for Trevor from Cameron Hibbs, the banjo player. We'll hopefully have time for another track from the featured album. Those chaps, people, I should say, there's a female in there as well. They're collectively known as Tolka, T-O-L-K-A. The album is called Tunes from the External Hard Drive. It comes from 2013. It was self-published, so you might have to go to their website, which is www.tolka-music.com, to make contact with them, if that's your wish. The website at this stage seems to be still active, which is good. Here's Alan Musgrove.
Speckles Mill, bullocky-o, bullocky-o, and it's many's the log I drew, bullocky-o. I draw cedar, beech and pine, and I never get on the wine. I'm the king of bullock drivers, don't you know, bullocky-o. I'm the king of bullock drivers, don't you know. Well, there's Guinea and Anderson too, bullocky-o, bullocky-o, and it's many's the log they drew, bullocky-o. I can give them 100 feet, axe and square and never cheat. I'm the king of bullock drivers, don't you know, bullocky-o. I'm the king of bullock drivers, don't you know.
Bullock bells at night, and with it he cleverly blended in bullocky-o. What a wonder. Now we're going to hear a herd of gows. Not cows, gows. Neil Gow was a wonderful Scottish Baroque style, but traditional, fiddler and composer. Lived from 1727 to 1807, and he was famed for his powerful and distinctive bowing. Immortalised in Robert Burns's words, "Ne fabled wizard's wand, I trow, had e'er the magic art o' Gow. When we a wave, he draws his bow across his wondrous fiddle." So Robert Burns reckoned he was pretty good. We're going to hear the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club and Friends playing a Strathspey, Miss Sarah Drummond of Perth. We'll also hear the Stool of Repentance. Stool of Repentance is not a Strathspey, it's a jig. But they do a bit of work on it, change it up a bit. And the High Road to Linton finishes the set, and it gets the full treatment. It's a traditional reel that's quite a well-known session tune. It's not a Neil Gow tune, but the Melbourne Scottish Fiddlers reckon, they like to think that he would have played it. Thank you. That's the way to end it. Tight as a drum. There weren't any drums there. It's the Melbourne Scottish Fiddle Club and Friends. Right, thanks for sticking around today. We'll go out with a track from John Doyle, a very fine singer and guitarist. A track called Jack Dolan. See you next time.
Jack Dolan was his name, of poor and honest parents. He was born in Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's only joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. He was scarcely 16 years of age when he left his native land. And through Australia's sunny climes, a bushranger he roamed. He robbed those wealthy squatters, their stocks he did destroy. And a terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. So come along, me hearties, we'll roam the mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll get aboard a plane. We'll scorn the living slavery, bow down an iron chain. The staring youth commenced his wild career with a heart that knew no danger. No foeman did he fear. He held up the Beechwood mail coach and he robbed George McAvoy, who trembled and gave up his gold to the wild colonial boy. One day as he was walking the mountainside along, listening to those pleasant birds, their clever laugh and song, up Rotary Mountain troopers, Kenny Davis and Fitzroy, had sworn that they would capture him, the wild colonial boy. So come along, me hearties, we'll roam the mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. We'll scorn the living slavery, bow down an iron chain. Can't you see we're 3-1? Surrender now, Jack Dolan, or your life will not be long. Jack took a pistol from his belt and shook it up on high. Will I fight but not surrender, says the wild colonial boy. He fired at Trooper Kelly and he brought him to the ground. But turning round to Davis, he received a mortal wound. All shattered through the jaw, he lay still firing at Fitzroy. And that's the way they captured him, the wild colonial boy. We'll roam the mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bind down an iron chain. So come along, you rebels, we'll roam the mountain high. Together we may follow and together we may ride. We'll wander o'er the valley, we'll gallop o'er the plain. We'll scorn to live in slavery, bow down an iron chain.